I'm confused. I don't understand why Janet was so gung-ho that she took this thing all the way to the Supreme Court, even when, after your mother bought a six-bedroom home.
Yeah. Well, the only thing I could tell you is, again, it has to do with my mother's attitude and sharp tongue, and I do believe that that could have set Janet off on a tangent as far as proving a fact. Proving a fact could have been what her position was and what she could do with it against the family, that African American, and did it have anything to do with my mother's age, which is a different prejudice.
Okay, that's an interesting point. I guess the way I look at it is, I think ripping a child or a grandchild from its family is the most severe thing that the government can do. And so I think that should happen in the rarest of circumstances where, you know, maybe the mother is neglecting or abusing the children. But Daryl said in this case, like, we would have been fed, we would have been clothed, we would have gotten to school, like, we were taken care of. Like, there's no evidence of abuse by your mother, no neglect by your mother, no anything like that. Like, it's just that she just couldn't afford this house. But then she got one, and they still wouldn't listen. I don't understand that.
Like I said, I can only say that I think she had a thorn in her side about our family. That's the only thing I could say.